I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The God of Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
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 Wow. Great to see you again.
Critics agree Loki season 2 is
marvelous.
Great. And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki season 2, now streaming only on Disney Plus.
You are listening to Absent Minded, brought to you by HabsEyesOnThePrize.com.
Hello and welcome to Absent Minded, the Player of the Month edition. My name is Jared Book. I'm joined by Patrick Bexell. Patrick, how are you?
Well, I'm actually a little bit under the weather, but I hope you can figure out my accent this time. And it's not maybe the British or Swedish accent anymore. It's the man flu accent.
Everyone's a little bit under the weather in the Canadians organization. So why not you as well, especially with the recent results. But let's focus on the positive, and that's the whole point of this Player of the Month. And let's start with the Canadians. And it wasn't a great month for them, but one player who really did step up, and a player who, you know, needs to step up or needed to step up after an October where he was okay, is Shea Weber. And he was our November Player of the Month. And it was really on both sides of the ice, and he's always been solid defensively, but he really started to up the production, you know, tied for the most points of any Canadiens player in the month of November. And when he's contributing, that's usually a positive sign for the team. Unfortunately, they haven't gotten the results to go with that.
Nah, it's been a bit of a tough month. And obviously, we're trying to outscore the opponent all the time. And Weber is going to get some points for that. But yeah, we need to control our own end as well. And I think the problem right now is that Weber and Petrie are playing so much. I watched last night's game and against Philadelphia, and it looked like Petrie and Weber was out there all the time. And in the end, they are going to make mistakes because they're tired as well, and they're not getting younger. And playing 28 minutes a night, you can't do that to these guys anymore because they can't help it. Even if the coach really wants to do that in order to maybe stay safe, but you can't because it's going to create problems down the line anyway. But if you look at the whole month of November, Weber has been great. He's controlled every underlying statistics that we usually talk about: high percentage goaling chances, Corsi 4, etc. He's team leader or close to team lead in all the different statistics.
Yeah, and one of the big things of Weber, and obviously, you know, Victor Mete's injury affected the defensive play on Saturday afternoon. But the big thing is that, you know, you notice Petrie was on the left sometimes, Weber was on the left sometimes. They can just kind of throw them out there and hope for the best. And the Canadians, if more Canadians played like Shea Weber, they would not have the record that they currently have in November. He was definitely leading by example, and there are other guys who had good months. Thomas Tatar had a good month. A lot of guys got scoring
Brendan
numbers.
Gallagher always has a good month.
We can write Brendan Gallagher as player of the month every month, and we probably wouldn't be wrong very often. You know, you could always make an argument for him to be player of the month as well.
In one way, though, one guy that could be mentioned at least the last few games is Artur Lehkonen. He's stood out offensively, at least.
Finally, unfortunately. Yeah. The guy that I've picked to score the most goals on the team in the last two seasons is finally starting to hit the net. But that's where his luck runs out, because he's doing it in losses, unfortunately. It's asking too much of the hockey gods to have Arturi Lehkonen score and wins. Because if one goes right, the other one goes wrong. So maybe he's better off not scoring. Maybe that's how the team turns this around.
But there will be an argument if Shea Weber is obviously one of the cornerstones in this team, and if the team manages to turn this around during early December and until Christmas, he will definitely be on the cards for being a player of the month next month as well. And this is where, you know, they brought in Weber for leadership and everything, and I think with the expectations this year and with the start that the club had, I think it's very, very important that he really showcases those leadership skills when it's an adversity like this happening, especially when Montreal was high up the rankings and they were looking really good and then everything falls apart. This is the captain's time to shine, and hopefully he can step up, and I'll gladly vote for him for player of the month next month as well if he does.
Yeah, exactly. You know, everyone needs to kind of step up a little bit and maybe play a little bit differently in order to help this team get some wins in December, which is always a tough month because of the Christmas road trip. You know, they usually go south, and this year it's not going to be any easier with the long road trip, because the Bell Center has some events around the holiday season, and the teams in the south of the United States always like to have Canadians fans come down around Christmas. On to Europe, Patrick, and this is one where you can talk a lot, but a lot of people were expecting Jacob Olofsson to step it up as the season got on, and in November he did that.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, it was a tough call. You could have an argument for Alexander Romanov that whenever he plays, Seska looks so much better. Their second pairing is really crap. Very good offensively, but defensively they're not just there. They don't have the defensive reads, and both want to go and pinch a little bit like Montreal. But so there was a case for Alexander Romanov to get that Player of the Month award as well. There was another case for a person in a struggling team, and that was Jesse Ylönen, whose coach just got fired yesterday, and he's been the only player more or less on the team that scored this week. So there was a case for him as well, and especially stepping it up. But I think it was time for Jacob. I'll be honest with that. And it's not about me voting as a Swede. It's more the fact that he has consolidated into a role with the Skellefteå that we were hoping for, even in the podcast that I did with Jacob himself and the beat writer from Norran and Tommy Samuelsson, the coach. Everyone was sort of saying this might happen, and now it has happened. He looks so comfortable on the ice, and his confidence is there again. And I understand that last year was really, really tough, and he didn't get the chance to showcase his offensive side of the game that much. But this time, he is there. He makes dekes that he wouldn't have tried. He made one a couple of weeks ago that was on the blue line, and he was the last guy. And yeah, I'm sure it gave the coach a heart attack, but at least a broken arm, because he actually has his arm in a sling right now. But Olofsson he wouldn't even have tried that a year ago, or half a year ago, or even at the start of the season. But and yesterday he had a great assist. He was probably one of Skellefteå's best player in the win they had yesterday, and he actually pulled the defense apart, even if it was along the boards, and snuck a pass through two defensive players to an all open forward partner that just, you know, buried it high and up in the roof, and it was all you could tell. The goal scorer just looked at Olofsson and pointed, you know, that was a great pass. I didn't expect that to go through. And this is the Olofsson that we all hoped for, but we didn't maybe expect. And I think that's, even if he leads the European prospects in points this month, I it was a tough choice, but I think it's the right choice because his overall play has been fantastic.
And it's a good time for him. Obviously, the World Juniors are coming up in December, and you know, getting some confidence going into that tournament, and maybe even earning some more confidence in that tournament. We've seen it, you know, the last couple of years with Canadians prospects, when they go to the World Juniors, they come back and have a strong second half. Jesse Ullinen sticks out last year. He really got an uptick in his play after the World Juniors and winning that gold medal with Team Finland. And, you know, getting that opportunity and getting that confidence up when, you know, he might be playing with a guy like, you know, Lucas Raymond going into the World Juniors, there's going to be lots of eyes on Jacob Olofsson going forward as well.
It obviously will. He but this time, it's because he probably deserves it, at least from his play in SHL. I've spoken with Thomas Montén, the coach of the Swedish Juniors, and he more or less promised me that he wouldn't play Jacob as a defender this year. But he also said that Jacob is so smart as a player, so I could probably put him in goal and he would still succeed. And I think, you know, sometimes this has been his curse a little bit. And he is a very smart player, but his offensive upside is so much better. And there is this comparison with Jacob de la Rose, and I understand that. Both played in Allsvenskan kind of first year after the draft, and or in Allsvenskan when they were drafted, and there was this upside. But the thing was, when Jacob de la Rose played in SHL, he played with some very good players next to him. Philip Forsberg was one of them, just to mention a few. Jacob Olofsson is playing with less successful players. I can tell that Jonathan Berggren is a talented guy, but he's not at Philip Forsberg's level. And I think, you know, he has consolidated this. He leads his line very much the way you expect a center to. He runs the power play unit very differently. The two power play units in Skellefteå are very different. Jacob Olofsson plays his unit with speed and technique, whereas the other plays very much like an NHL team, that where everyone knows it's going to happen. It's going to go to this guy and he's going to shoot, or it's going to go to that guy and he's going to shoot. It's much more innovative, the play that Jacob plays. And I think that, you know, it creates a dynamic when you got two lines playing that differently. And Jacob Olofsson's a big thing right now. And Norran's hockey blog that our friends of Eyes on the Prize, during the game yesterday, they straight out said on Twitter that, you know, Jacob Olsen is the best player in this in the Collective right now.
And going from one center who was pegged as a defensive center in the SHL to another one who is pegged as a defensive center in the SHL, and Lucas Vedamo, who was the Laval Rocket Player of the Month. And it's funny because I've been watching a lot more Rocket games this year than I have in the past, and a lot more from the arena itself. And that's really where you get an appreciation for Vedamo's play. And, you know, Patrick's probably seen him play more than anybody in Eyes on the Prize.
I'm thinking you guys are getting up there exactly. Right now. We're catching up. I'm not watching the AHL games anymore.
But we're catching up with those 76 AHL games a year that Vedamo's playing. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, the Rocket had a long winning streak in November, and they were doing it without a lot of guys scoring. Charles Houdon was scoring goals, you know, somewhat, but not really during the streak. Then you had Alex Belzil, who was not really putting up points. Ryan Poehling wasn't really putting up points. Michael McCarron, Matthew Pekka, Phil Veroni, Riley Barber. All those guys were struggling. But one guy who was playing well was Lucas Vedamo, in a role where you don't expect him to put up points. He hasn't never been, you know, really a scorer at the AHL level, but he was getting points. He was playing on the power play. He was playing on the penalty kill as well, and getting chances. You know, it's funny to watch him kill penalties, because there's like a 90% chance that he's going to get more scoring chances than the other team is, even though he's killing penalties.
I've said it a whole lot of times on the pod, and I've written it in the articles and everything, but whenever you put Vedamo in an offensive setting, he has proven to everyone that he can score. And I think that is, you see those flashes, like I think it was the last season in December, where he played on the first line with you, Gordon, and he kept on scoring like crazy. And, you know, he has always had that, but he's always been surrounded with players that are on the way up, because he's such a smart player that he can cover for everyone else, and he will do it directly. And there are multiple examples that I can give, like Coach Olsen and Bjurgården, the first line in a 3-on-3 overtime. Luke was there. He was out there because he could protect the puck and he could read the game so well. And one of the opposing coaches that was playing was coaching Växjö in the playoffs, and Hallam thought that Djurgården would go through to the finals, but Vedamo got a concussion, and he said, you know, after Vedamo got the concussion, it all fell apart for Djurgården, and that meant that you know, he is so integral to their play, and you can play him anywhere. And I know that if Vedamo doesn't get a chance in NHL, which he deserves, and René Borg said that he was so impressed with Lucas Vedamo that he had no doubt that Vedamo would be an NHLer one time or another. But if Vedamo goes back, his heart burns for Hugo, and I know Coach also would want him back in a heartbeat, but I'm quite sure that Sam Hallam would ask Växjö to make a really good pitch to keep him there as well. So you know, coaches has always loved Lucas Vedamo. The points has not always been there, but and you see it with Joel Bouchard right now as well. He's lauded Vedamo. Marc Dumont, our former editor, managing editor of Eyes on the Prize, he had a very good article, I think it was this week or last week, about Luke. And what really stands out to me is he studied in Sweden when he first got up, because he wanted something to do during the days. He couldn't just think hockey. Now he's enrolled in university in Montreal, and he's brought his girlfriend over, so he's more secure. When you're secure off the ice, you're going to be happy on the ice. It's as easy as that. It goes in football, and it goes in hockey, and it goes in any sport you want. And I think this is very important. If you're happy at home, you're going to be happy at work.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we mentioned the 4 goals, 6 assists, 10 points in 13 games in November. And, you know, really one of the more consistent players on that Rocket team. The scoring has maybe dried up a little bit, but a lot of that is because of the Rocket, you know, losing Phil Veroni. They lost Charles Houdon, who got called up to the Canadiens. Alex Belzile is out as well. So not the easiest time for a lot of the Rocket centers right now. You know, you have Jake Evans and Ryan Poehling, who are also, you know, playing with guys who maybe are a level below what you would like them to play with. But, you know, the centers for the Laval Rocket right now, when you look at McCarron, who's playing well, Lucas Vaidemo, who's playing well, Poehling and Evans, who have started to pick it up as well, you know, that's a strength for this entire organization. You know, going through even the NHL, they have, you know, four or five guys who can play center right now. You know, Nick Suzuki's not playing center. Yeah. He can play center as well. So it's good to see the guys stepping up. And I would have no problem, you know, if there are injuries, to have Lucas Vaidemo in the NHL. And I think Claude Julien would fall in love with him very quickly if he ever got a chance to have him.
I have a little problem with Lucas Vaidemo in the NHL, at least until end of December. And that is that I have to buy a Montreal jersey with his name on it. And I can't afford that until like New Year's.
Yeah, well, you know, he'll give you a chance. At least he'll have his number. You know, he'll know what he can't wear number 12 that he's wearing in Laval right now when he comes up to the Canadiens. So at least you'll have an idea.
I think he had 44 in he had 44 in Djurgården, so maybe that number would be free.
Yeah, he'll have to replace Nate Thompson in more ways than one. Not only spot on the fourth line, but also his number as well. But he's a guy. You know, we talk about prospect depth with the Montreal Canadiens. A guy like Lucas Vaidemo is a guy who, if he becomes an NHL player, is bonus, right? Because we talk about the Poehlings, the Evans, the Suzukis, the Kotkaniemis, you know, Josh Brook, Cale Fleury. But if you can get guys who can play in that bottom six reliably for entry-level contracts like Vaidemo, that's where, you know, you go from, that's where you can spend money on guys like Max Domi, Brendan Gallagher, guys who will need new contracts. You need prospects to fill those bottom six, and Vaidemo is a great guy for that spot. And moving on to...
And you don't have to trade for them.
Exactly. You don't have to trade for
them.
They're
in the system already.
Exactly.
So you haven't lost a prospect in making a switch from one prospect to another, but he's been in the organization, he trusts the organization, he loves the organization. We all remember that photo when after the draft when he had the Canadiens hat on, and even if it was midsummer, he in 40 degrees outside, he was sitting there in a tuck and showing off his Canadiens colors. So
yeah, and
you know, you want those guys to succeed. Absolutely. Because it brings so much more energy into the team and to the fans as well.
And we'd both agree that he's a great kid as well. Great personality, really, really gets it, and is just a fun guy to talk to, because you know, you mentioned his studying and things like that. You can tell in his answers they're very thoughtful a lot of the time, and he's always had time for eyes on the prize, whether it's in Sweden or in Laval, and he's a good, great person to talk to as well. And moving on to our last organization player of the month is the North American prospect of the month. And you know, this one felt good because there's been a lot of talk about Cam Hillis ever since he was drafted, that he was, you know, underappreciated, that he had really big potential, and you know, he just never really had the opportunity to show it. After getting drafted, his draft year, he had almost a point per game, 59 points in 60 games. That was his first OHL season. And then last year, a lot of things were expected of him. Guelph ended up going to the Memorial Cup on the back of Nick Suzuki winning the OHL championship. And Hillis was not a player who really contributed because of injuries. You know, he had 22 points in 33 games, which is not a point per game pace that you'd want to see in a player in his draft plus 1 year. Then he got hurt in the playoffs. He only played two playoff games in that long OHL run that the Storm had, and there were a lot of question marks, and he just wanted to get back to the ice. We spoke to him in development camp, in rookie camp. He just wanted to get to the ice and play some hockey, and the results have been great. He already has 35 points, which is more than last year, and in 11 less games, in 22 games, 8 goals, 27 assists, and November was very good in all of that as well. You know, he got 17 points in 10 games last month in November. And that's, we mentioned guys with Vedamo and guys that have to, you know, you want to have in your organization step up. That's, Hillis is another one of those guys. A guy, you know, Olofsson is a good example of that as well. Guys who can be brought into your organization and play NHL and make the NHL or play in the NHL. You need those guys. And that's where, you know, he might not become an NHL star, but he has the tools there that he has a chance. And the more guys you have that have a chance to make the NHL, the more guys who will make the NHL. It's just simple probability at that point.
I also think you have to consider the fact that, you know, like a good story like Cam Hillis is, we were all hoping that Johnny Eklund was last year before he got injured. Absolutely. This season again. But you want these players that faces adversity to succeed. We got it with Juleson right now as well, I'm feeling very anxious to hear about Juleson, but to see Hillis back on the track or on the ice, on going the right way, and it must, maybe he has played a little bit more relaxed as well, because he knows that I just want to be on the ice and play and don't overthink things. And I think that helps a little bit in this case.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, he's also the captain of the Storm as well. And, you know, you talk to his teammates in junior, you talk about to his coaches, and he's a guy who is expected to step up and lead. And, you know, he's not the biggest guy, but he has a big personality and really, you know, is one of those guys that, again, you know, we talk about character, and Mark Bergevin talks about character a lot. But what you really see is that these kids do have good character, and it's important, you know, to have guys who understand and are humble and really make time to think about, you know, what they say and what they talk about. And Hillis is another one of those guys. And guys like Suzuki has that as well. Guys like Kotkaniemi. All these guys are guys that have the same kind of personality traits. And there's some things that are different about them, but they all have this kind of the attitude that they want to get better and how to get better. And using tools at their disposal.
All of these guys that you have, they want to get better. They want to work. They want to be part of something. And they are not ready to give up their dreams just yet. And neither should anyone be, no matter what age they are.
Yeah, exactly. And Hillis is eligible for Team Canada at the World Juniors. I don't think his last year really hurt him in that respect. I don't think he's one of the favorites to make that team. But he was invited to summer camp, wasn't able to participate. But so we'll see if he's invited to the camp. Obviously, his start has been okay with that. But in terms of the organization going into December, we already mentioned that it should be a big month for Jacob Olofsson. Jesse Ullinen as well, under a new coach. It'll be interesting to watch him. Obviously, Alexander Romanov will be taking part in the World Juniors as well.
We have got Cam Hillis and Norlander looking in from the outside right now, but they might make the teams as well. And there are others, obviously Caulfield.
He's not bad. He's okay. He might make Team USA. You know, one player who I think is one to watch out for December Player of the Month, I'm just going to throw it out there, is Nick Suzuki. I think that we've seen a lot of growth in his game, and I think that he's a dark horse pick for the December Player of the Month in Montreal.
I'm not sure. After that pass yesterday, I'm not sure you can say dark horse pick.
He's still good. He's so good.
He's going to be on his motorbike and he's just going to go by everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Patrick, thank you for coming on, even though you're not feeling 100% right now. Thank you for listening, and hopefully things are a little bit better for the whole organization in December. Have a good December, and thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time on Habs and Mind.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.